Wilberforce, first of all, who are these petitioners and what are the reliefs they are seeking?
Okay, so Karen, apart from Professor Margaret Kweku, who you mentioned was the parliamentary candidate for the NDC in the just ended elections, there are four others. Simon Alan Opukumenta, he says that he's a registered voter and native of Santrukufi.
Mm-hmm.
And there is John Kweku Obimpe, he says he's a registered voter and native of Akpafu. And Godfred Koku Kofi, registered voter and native of Lekpe. And Felix Kwashi, who says that he's a registered voter and native of Lolobi. And so that tells you that we are still dealing with the people from the Sal area. And they are the people who have filed this latest petition at the whole High Court. They are essentially seeking three reliefs. The first is that they are asking the court to set aside the election results declared by an officer of the Electoral Commission on the 7th December 2020, and the subsequent notification by the first respondent, which is the Electoral Commission, of the second respondent's MP-elect, and which is Peter John Amewu. The second relief they are seeking is an order of injunction restraining Mr. Amewu from holding himself out as MP-elect of Hohoi constituency. The interesting thing is that he's no longer MP-elect. He's now Member of Parliament, Substantive Member of Parliament for the constituency.
Mm-hmm.
And the third relief they are seeking is an order directing the first respondent, and the first respondent being the Electoral Commission, to conduct a parliamentary elections for the Hohoi constituency, enabling all duly registered voters in the said constituency as established by CI-95 to vote for the parliamentary candidate of their choice. So those are the three reliefs that they are seeking.
And what do they say as a justification for the reliefs that they are seeking?
All right, so they base their argument on CI-95.
Okay.
Now, there is also CI-128. Now, let me explain the CI-95. It's simply a representation of the people, into bracket, parliamentary constituencies instrument 2020, and the 2021 is CI-128. CI-95 was for 2016. That was what was used in the 2016 elections. They base all their argument on the fact that, according to CI-95, the four areas, which is the Santrukufi, Akpafu, Lekpe, and Lolobi, were all in the Volta region, and for that matter, in Hohoi. However, CI-128 indicates that these four specific areas are no longer part of the Volta region,
but
in the OT region. And so their argument, as has been presented in court, is essentially about the fact that they are working with CI-95,
so just a part and of
not
the law and
CI-128.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Wilberforce Asare. We sure would follow this case and